why people stagnate and fail to progress personally and professionally. There's only one common denominator. They are glued in their comfort zone where nothing grows from there. It's time to bring out the best in you. Day to Day brings you a podcast that awakens you from the mindset of mediocrity, creating a better version of yourself. Beyond the comfort zone with Rico Cardoniga. Here now is this week's episode of Beyond the Comfort Zone. In today's business world, these brand names ring a bell. Apple, Amazon, Starbucks, Microsoft, Netflix, General Motors, Walt Disney, FedEx, JP Morgan Chase, Toyota, Walmart, and other big brands carving a name in the marketplace. All of these brands have something in common. On top of these companies are visionary leaders and managers who are decisive, establish a norm of excellence company-wide, believes in continual learning, always in search of better ways of doing things, creates open communication for better results, believes in people empowerment, a strategic thinker, possess managerial courage, and leads by example. But why is it that some companies fail to soar high in spite of the fact that it is being run and headed by CEOs and managing directors who are competent? In the organizational hierarchy, people are hired and appointed to occupy posts according to their level of expertise and experience from top to the bottom. For huge companies operating on a global scale, one person is in charge of running the operation of one country or regional area, and each branch within a specific country is being administered by a local manager. These managers who are appointed can take the company to greater heights depending on their management styles, their effectiveness and efficiency in getting things done, and the way they treat the company's most valuable resources, people. First things first, let's tackle an important issue here. Why people become managers? Where do they come from? There are a lot of reasons why they occupy their management post. Some become managers because they are related to the owners of the company. Others are appointed because they did a good job in the past. There are also managers who were appointed because of the strong recommendations from a powerful and influential person. There are managers who rose from the ranks because of their outstanding performance in their previous roles. Most effective managers are those that were hired because of their competency, their skills and knowledge related to their job, and their exemplary way of managing people. There are managers who were appointed because they did an outstanding performance in their previous post. Let's take this as an example. The number one accountant in an accounting department was appointed to fill the vacancy of an accounting manager who left the company. Without proper training in handling people and running his department, this new appointed manager is bound to fail. A perfect example of what Peter's principle is, formulated by Dr. Lawrence J. Peter. Everyone will experience being promoted to a new post where you work somewhere for a long period of time and then you get promoted to a managerial position. However, at the end of the day, you don't succeed in carrying out the work satisfactorily, as this is clearly beyond your level of competence. You will rise to your level of incompetence. Without proper training on your new duties and responsibilities, you will fail because you will be judged in another parameter. It's a costly mistake of appointing a person to manage people without proper training. Supervising people not only requires high IQ level, which would include your business judgment, problem solving, and analytical skills, but it should also be compensated with your EQ or emotional quotient, your interpersonal skills, which will enable you to read the different personalities in the workplace. What are the common mistakes managers make? On top of the list is micromanaging, followed by refusing to accept personal accountability, showing a know-it-all attitude, failing to provide direction, failing to develop people and value their opinion is another mistake. Not providing or receiving feedback. Managing everyone the same way. Focusing on the problems instead of the objectives. Acting a buddy and not a boss. Failing to set standards. Failing to train people. Failing to solve conflict and problems immediately. Recognize only the top performers. Allowing incompetence in the workplace and manipulating people. To succeed in managing people, we need to be a better manager. We need to always remember that people who are unhappy at work do their job badly. Job satisfaction will arise when people will feel good while working for you. Find out what motivates them. In general, people will stay in a company where their efforts and achievement are recognized. You provide them good working condition and welfare facilities. There is job security. You give them the right pay according to standards. There is a chance of being promoted, and their ideas are being valued. Here are some of the useful tips to succeed in managing people. Create the right environment. They are humans like you. People are more effective when they enjoy their work. Give them an opportunity to excel and prove their worth as part of your organization. Treat them equally. Having a positive company culture elevates the morale of people. Money brings out the best in people. Pay your staff fairly and competitively. When you pay them poorly, they will think of looking for a greener pasture and a new place to provide what they need. Pay your staff the real worth. Never ever wait for competitor or other companies to discover their talents and give them a better offer. Create a healthy relationship among your staff. Avoid having favorites. Don't allow friendship with staff outside work to affect the relationship at the workplace. By the way, you don't own your staff. Treat them as individuals with things to accomplish personally on weekend. Avoid letting them work on their days off. If there are conflicts, bring the concerned people together and iron things out. Make it a habit to gather them together to discuss a problem, allowing them to brainstorm with good ideas and work as a team. Remember, together, everyone achieves more. It's the teamwork that makes the dream work. As a manager, you are in charge of deciding who to hire in case a vacancy arises. Hire a person that would fit your requirement based on the job description and duties and responsibilities. Hire not only for aptitude, but attitude as well. Beware of hiring people who are overqualified for the job. These people will get bored easily and will soon leave the company when they can spot another opportunity. In cases of promotions, never promote people because they are good at their present job or as a reward for his loyal services with the company. Always promote a suitable person with competency on the job. As a manager, you are loaded with a combination of tasks from planning, organizing, staffing, directing, and controlling. To effectively handle everything, the proper allocation of time is very important. Managers should be able to manage their activities in relation to the available time. They need to prioritize things according to its importance and urgency. Making a to-do list on a daily basis can greatly solve the problem. To free yourself from other tasks, you can delegate other things to your subordinates. Delegation will give you your desired results through other people, but make sure that you teach the person how to do it right to avoid repetition, which is a waste of time. This would give you more time to focus your attention and energy to the things that matters most. Be an effective manager. Be the best that you can be in managing your people. Practice continual learning by reading books on management. Network with leaders and friends who can help you enhance your management skills. Attend trainings that would develop you into a better manager, and always value your people as an important asset that could take your company to greater heights. Thank you for listening to another edition of Beyond the Comfort Zone. This has been Rico Cardoniga sharing insights on how to be an effective manager. Our own little way of thanking you for shopping with us all these years, from day to day, for your needs every day.